AEP was once a leading coal-fired power plant operator. Now it's gearing up for a building program for renewable energy distribution that includes the Oklahoma project and much more. Melissa McHenry is the company's Director of External Communications.
And what we're doing now is really looking at investing $9 billion over the next 3 years in the transmission system, the big superhighway that moves power, in order to enable new sources of generation like additional renewables, which require flexibility.
The company is applying for permits for the current Oklahoma project from state regulators and eventually the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Wind Catcher itself is expected to go online in 2020. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.